Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me throw a couple of other Browns thoughts at you that aren't as big of a deal as the quarterback situation or the great play of the defense. Remember what I asked for the other day?
Hey, cheeseburger?
I didn't get it.
Chicken pot pie soup.
That I did, and I didn't get it either. Yeah. I asked for Dylan Sampson to get a little look, didn't I?
You did.
Little run?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Dylan got a little great on a 19-yard carry.
He did.
His only touch of the game.
Sorry.
Hey, that was a great play. 19 yards. Let's not give it to him again. Only touch of the game. They did throw him a pass. There was a target. But dude carries the ball for 19 yards. Looks pretty good doing it. That's enough.
Seen enough.
Pacing themselves.
He's redshirting, too. They can't give him too many carries, otherwise he'll burn his redshirt year in the NFL.
I know I want Quinshon to get carries, too. I know that. But it's like, dang, Dylan looked pretty good. Yeah, that's enough.
Who had more carries, Isaiah Bond or Dylan Sampson?
Same.
Jerome Ford.
Same.
Jerome's got to be saying to himself, What was I thinking?
I don't know. Give me your thought on this. I think long term, there's no question, but I wonder. I don't know. You tell me. Is Cedric Tillman, if you're going to stack wide receivers, actually the Browns' number one wide receiver?
No. Not right now. Is
Dano?
Are you asking long term or right now?
The Browns' number one wide receiver is not on this roster.
Okay.
Okay. Of the guys who are on the roster, I think the way you're asking the question.
Who do you trust more? Who do you want to get the ball thrown to in a key situation? I say Cedric. He had 3 catches for 52 yards on 4 targets yesterday. Jerry had 3 for 21 and some of the throws on 7 targets. Some of the throws weren't very good. I think Jerry Jeudy, and I say that not to knock Jerry. I've always liked Cedric Tillman. Man, I hope he continues to develop and I hope he stays healthy. Because I think Cedric could be a really nice wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him yesterday. Nobody jumps off the page as like this elite. There's no Jeremiah Smith on this team. Sorry, I'm comparing
Gee,
you.
Do you think?
I am comparing you to a college guy.
Have a Mecca Abuka? How about Jackson Smith and Jigba?
But neither
could I get Marvin Harrison even without the appendix.
With
can
the
I get Chris Olave? I'll take any of them.
Wilson.
Harrison is the only one in that group that I would have said compared to Smith. Those two are.
And he's in a crummy situation, even though Jacoby Brissett completed 47 passes yesterday.
Yeah.
Marvin was out with an appendix. Doesn't have one anymore.
I'm wondering, would Brandon Innes be the number one? No, I don't think Brandon would be. I still think it would be Cedric Tillman or Jerry Jeudy over Brandon. But Innes, I mean. All right, I'm sorry. I'm mixing my teams right now. I watch Ohio State, and I see wide receiver after wide receiver. I see running back after running back, although they're not – I still don't think they're as strong this year. Although, did you see people's touchdown? on Saturday night.
I did. That was a nice hurdle.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome. By the way, you know where his dad was quarterback.
Where does dad play, Andy?
Heights. Hey. His dad was a quarterback at Heights. His mom's from Youngstown.
Did Travis get a touchdown yesterday?
I missed that yesterday.
Where'd Travis go to school?
I believe Heights. Hey.
And their record is like 5-5.
I know. Are you going to be sure? He's got to be done, right? I got to believe he retires after this. Dude. Dude, say you're marrying
Taylor
don't
Swift.
Football anymore. Done.
You're marrying like the richest entertainer on the planet.
For the money. If you're marrying for the money, that's a problem.
Well, he's got enough money on his own.
That's true.
I have my health. Good night, everybody. Had a great career. Put me in the Hall of Fame. Dave's in Cleveland. Dave.
How you doing? I just want to say, doesn't Shador look better than Dylan? Like, doesn't he look like he has better tools? Shador clearly has a better arm. Neither one of them have a real live arm to me, but Shador clearly has a liver arm, a better arm. Dylan Gabriel, man, it went from he's not a top 100 pick to he's not a starter to he's just a backup to he's not an NFL quarterback. Shador clearly he only completed 4 passes.
Who did all that on Dylan Gabriel?
I didn't hear you.
Who did everything you said on Dylan Gabriel?
What a media. First, it was...
Well, media doesn't mean squat, Dave.
Wait, what media? So, I mean, backup quarterback is the ceiling I've always heard on him.
Y'all never heard anybody say in the media... I thought I heard Daryl Ryder say he's not an NFL quarterback. Maybe
Daryl can't stand him.
You know what? Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dave, you're 100% right. Daryl has said it 1,000 times. You're right. Sorry.
Yep. I mean, but I
nothing against Daryl. He does a great job covering the team for us. The next time Daryl drafts a player or makes a personnel decision, it'll be the first. Same thing with Andy. Same thing with me. So they're taking a look at him, and right now they like him better than Shador.
In your opinion, who has better tools and a better arm, Shador or Dylan? And I'll leave with that.
I will tell you from what I have seen so far in a very, 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 very limited sample size, Shador looks more intriguing. How about that?
It's a fair assessment.
Would you say that's
fair?
Yeah,
he's got more upside.
He was 4 of 16.
He's got more upside because we've only seen him play for 2 quarters.
I'm very curious to see Dylan Gabriel in a situation where he cuts it loose. And I don't know enough about what's going on there, on the inner workings, if it's the game is being called that way for Dylan, or if he is doing that. I don't know enough about that. I'm not in the meetings. I don't hear the play calls. I don't know. To me, he looks really conservative on the field. He also made some really sweet throws yesterday. Dylan made some sweet throws.
Okay.
He didn't make any, if many, atrocious throws. He was 7 of 10. But I thought he made a couple of really sweet passes. I thought Shador made one good pass. One. And it was the pass to Fannin on the first play of the last drive.
Yeah, I mean, that clearly was. I actually, I He had one that got dropped that I thought was a good, that was also to Fannin. I still think that it was a nice touch on the ball that was going into the end zone. I mean, that could have been a touchdown of some, I don't know.
You're asking your wide receiver to make a play.
Yeah, you are.
Quarterbacks do that every game in the NFL. Gage Larvedan is an intriguing young receiver. That's my word of the day. Intriguing.
Intriguing, yes.
He's not Travis Hunter. You just can't throw the ball up for Gage Larvedan like he did for Travis Hunter. But that's what Shadur has to do. I mean, that's what quarterbacks do. I don't blame him for throwing that ball. Hey, he had a chance to tie the game. You got your guy one-on-one with the DB. Go. Throw it.
Hey, since we only have two wins, and I don't know if they have another spot, can we get Luke Flory up, please? Can they find a spot for him on the roster?
Andy, what? They brought Caden Davis up. He didn't play.
Yeah, I know. So let's switch off. Put Davis back on the practice squad. Let Floria move up for a week. Let's see.
I got handed like $5 every time you say that name.
Do I what?
You get handed like $5 every time you say that name.
I no, may or may food not. In Menor.
I was about to say, I may or may not get free coffee in Menor.
There you go.
No, I want to see him play. I loved watching him in the preseason.
Can I give you guys a stat and then turn my headphones off and run away?
Sure.
Okay. Shadur Sanders had a passer rating of 13.5 in the Browns' loss to the Ravens.
He only played two quarters.
I didn't even want to stop.
Well, so did Dylan. What was Dylan's passer rating?
His ramp up time.
Stop. Oh my God.
88.8 for Dylan.
Before we start fighting, and
88.8 to 13.5.
Okay. Shadur Sanders had a passer rating of 13.5 in the Browns' loss to the Ravens.
Here it comes.
It is the lowest by any player with 15-plus pass attempts in his NFL debut since Brandon Weeden, Week 1, 2012.
Hey. Yeah. All right.
Well, might as well keep that in the family.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to do that. Keep it in the family.
Brandon Weeden's 5.1.
God, I didn't want them to draft that guy.
I didn't either.
Was he underneath the flag at the time he was trying to throw those passes?
I mean, with 5.1, you could argue it.
I liked him, though.
But it's okay. He could throw a football through a clay pigeon, so that's kind of cool.
I didn't have any problem. I thought he was a nice dude.
Yeah, just...
Didn't say anything about being a quarterback.
Speaks highly of you.
Just one of those things. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Jeff's in Cleveland. Jeff, got about a minute here, bud. Wanted to get you in before we talk to Tyvus.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Hey. How you guys doing?
Okay.
All right, so my biggest thing was just, like, preparation is key in anything that we do in this life, man. And the time that we saw...
Hey, I'm sorry. Are you driving? It's really tough to hear you right now.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I know. I'm sorry. Here, hang on.
Hands on the wheel,
If you want to pull off to the side and take it off speakerphone, that's fine,
No, we don't have enough time.
Oh, call back.
Jeff,
call back.
Put you on hold.
You're on hold, yeah.
We'll get you after we talk to Tyvus.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.